This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. There's something to be said about games that show their heart on their sleeve. It isn't always about hyper-realistic graphics or incredibly intricate, groundbreaking gameplay. Sometimes, it's simply about seeing the attention and care a development team puts into their game, and the way it reflects what was important to them in the creation of something they love. Kea falls into this category in the best ways possible. Inspired by the cultures and landscapes of the island of New Caledonia, the game tells the story of the titular Kea, a young girl who lives on an island with her father, Joksu, and harbors supernatural abilities. One day, Joksu is captured by the harsh tyrant of the archipelago, Mevera, leaving Kea behind with a friend of her father's, Trey. Borrowing Trey's boat, Kea sets out to the surrounding islands to search for her father while coming to understand her abilities and helping the people she meets along the way. As an open-world game, there's a lot to do, both on and off the path of the story. Much of your time will be spent sailing, gliding, swimming, and walking around various islands as you complete goals and make your way through the story. While some might find this tedious, there's not a way to fast travel anywhere but at the docks. It's actually not too bad. You'll find something new almost every time you move through an area, whether it's a trinket or stamina fruit you missed, a camp of fabric soldiers to take out, or a new animal to pet. Which, by the way, is all of the animals. You can pet every single one. It's rad. Kea uses a mix of gameplay styles, including exploration, rhythm, and simple combat, as most open-world games do. In addition to running around, you'll be given tasks by the people you meet, such as fetching pearls or traveling to a certain place and find and destroy Mevera's fabric soldiers by using soul jumping, which allows Kea to take control of anything around her and use its abilities. These are the things that move you along in the story. However, expect to be distracted by all the other things to do, especially if you're an achievement hunter. There's achievements for finding all of the points of interest, wearing certain outfits that can only be found by discovering hidden chests, and for winning all the trophies at the shooting ranges, just to name a few. You'll never have to worry about getting bored. There are also a number of special spots around each area. Every island has a shooting range where you can practice your slingshot skills and earn trophies. There's spots for boat and foot races, crane games, campfires where you can practice your ukulele, which is a really fun rhythm mini game, and get some rest, and plenty of high points for diving and gliding off of and yelling from. Some of those high points are really helpful. Yelling from them will reveal all the points of interest in the area. However, what really sets Kea apart is the heart that's apparent in every piece of the game. Visually, the graphics and designs aren't groundbreaking. They're nice, they're pretty, especially when you're underwater or looking at the night sky, but the real charm in the design is all of the attention to detail. The graffiti found on billboards and homes, the roots of mangrove trees, the patterns on fabric strips, and even the texture of hairstyles are all little things that demonstrate the care put into its creation. In addition, the game's sound is incredible. All of the music is wonderfully composed by John Robert Matz and utilizes a number of popular instruments from the South Pacific, including the ukulele that is so central to the game. The voice acting is amazing and done entirely in Drehu and French with subtitling in multiple languages. The game just looks, sounds, and feels so warm. Like so many ambitious open-world games, there are a few issues worth mentioning, though none really soil the experience. Apart from the occasional performance dips, there are some issues with the UI, particularly in regard to the map and compass. They can be a bit clunky, but this issue really comes to light when you want the minimap visible. The solution to this is to continuously toggle between minimap, compass, and putting them both away. It's a little annoying, but in all honesty, it's just as well to only keep the compass up and pull up the whole map when needed. Kea is proof that one of the most important things a game needs is heart. This is very clearly a love letter to the island that inspired it in every aspect, from the story to the customizable outfits Kea wears to the gameplay and everything in between. In addition to that, it's just a treat to play, avoiding the travel burnout by having so much to do and see and keeping things moving with a multitude of different tasks and minigames. It's a beautiful, melodious journey through the islands that will never leave you bored. This is one adventure you won't regret setting sail on. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.